Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our new friend with us, joining us today. Stephen Perrin is here. He's a business development executive with IBM. And you know how much we love IBM around here. They're part of this company, even though they're not a sponsor. They sure supported our organization for a long time. So we have a great affinity for IBM. He's with a global services unit, and he's written a book along with Sebastian Wisniewski called My Cognitive Automobile Life, and it's all about the future of the automobile industry. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Stephen Perrin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pretty exciting opportunity to write it, and certainly a lot going on in the industry that we wanted to kind of share and ground people in preparing for what's coming. So
my life spans the hot rod era to the muscle car era to now. You know, when kids don't even care about getting a driver's license anymore, to all the way to where you're headed with your discussion in your book about the autonomous car. I mean, we've come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly have. That's part of the title Sebastian actually published in his first book, this concept of automobile with capital auto, as you said, the muscle car days, the kind of physical days of the car, to, as you see in our title now, automobile, with the mobile capitalized, and the whole kind of transformation in the industry to digital and, you know, new forms of mobility.
Well, and also, you use the word divorce in the subtitle. I mean, we're America, the automobile they used to say baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. You know, the automobile. It's as much Americana in the last 150 years as anything gets, and that's changing now, isn't it?
Yeah, and the divorce really isn't from the automobile. It's really the concept of, you know, cognitive life, and you know, which the car is going to be certainly be part of, whether you're buying, using Uber, using Car2Go, or whatever. But the concept is really understanding this shift in what companies are learning about you, right? And how all of a sudden you're really getting connected to a brand. And I was thinking after coming back from an assignment from in Japan that, oh, well, I need to buy a new phone. Well, I just wrote this book. I really like Bixby and Samsung and their corporate strategy and where they're going. Wow, would I change? But then I started thinking about, well, gosh, you know, Apple, Siri, you know, it's on my TV, it's my laptop, it's my phone. Could I really change? And how hard would it be? And that change, or this, what we coined as digital divorce, is looking at that change a lot differently than what it used to be when you change phones. You were thinking about, oh, could I move my apps? Could I move my, you know, contacts, et cetera, right?
Right.
So it's a little more complicated than that now.
Right, absolutely. And there's so many other things going on around the automobile that are coming together to add value to this whole automobile, as you call it. And I mean, even blockchain is going to be part of the future of this new world. But look at, you know, we need to think quickly about what the automobile industry is going through right now. I mean, I joked in the opening segment where I told the audience you were coming. I said, you know, if you own a stock in a company that makes steering wheels, you might want to get out of it.
Yeah, that's. I think they had the first one at CES. I think Chevy had a car without a steering wheel. But yeah, you really have to start thinking differently. And the automotive companies are—they're thinking more digital. They're thinking about services. I mean, Ford has an app and for mobility, and you don't even need to buy a car.
Right.
So it's a lot different.
Well, that's, you know, I have a family member who sells automobiles and sells cars, and I said, you know, you might want to look for another job in the future, because people are going to be buying their cars differently. But what I didn't know is they're not even going to be thinking about buying cars. They're going to be buying their transportation differently, right?
Yeah, and that's what you see in these new forms of mobility, especially in urban areas.
Right.
You mentioned, I think, a family that's, you know, not even interested in buying cars.
Right. Hey, Stephen, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Stephen Perrin. The book is called My Cognitive Automobile Life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.